WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to living a little more, well, calmly confident. Ever feel like you're riding an emotional roller coaster? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting into a pit of despair. Yeah, I get it. Emotions can be wild beasts sometimes, but the truth is, understanding and managing them is key to living a happier, more fulfilling life. And that's exactly what we're diving into today. Cultivating emotional intelligence, becoming masters of our own inner worlds. Think of emotional intelligence as your superpower, the ability to recognize, understand, manage your emotions and those of others. It's like having an internal GPS for feelings, helping you navigate the ups and downs with grace and clarity. Now, why is this so important? Because in a world that often feels chaotic and overwhelming, strong emotional intelligence becomes your anchor. It's what helps you stay calm under pressure, build stronger relationships, and make decisions that are truly aligned with your values. So, how do we actually cultivate this incredible skill? Here are five key takeaways to get you started. Firstly, become a feeling detective. Pay attention to the physical sensations that accompany different emotions. Is your heart racing, stomach churning, brows furrowed? Recognizing these early warning signs is crucial. Imagine it like this. You wouldn't ignore a smoke alarm going off in your house, right? So why treat those emotional signals any differently? Next, name that feeling. Don't just say, "I feel bad." Get specific. Are you feeling anxious, frustrated, disappointed, or even joyful? Putting a label on it helps you understand it better and take appropriate action. Think of it like organizing your emotions into folders in your brain. It makes everything much clearer. Thirdly, challenge your thoughts. Ever notice how sometimes our thoughts can be absolute drama queens? They amplify feelings, creating unnecessary stress and anxiety. Learn to identify those negative thought patterns and challenge their validity. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence supports it? Is there another way to look at this situation? Now, let's talk about managing those emotions. We can't always control what happens to us, but we can control how we react. Deep breathing exercises, meditation, or even taking a walk in nature can help you calm down and gain perspective. Remember, emotional regulation is like being a conductor of an orchestra, guiding those emotions so they create beautiful harmony instead of chaotic noise. Finally, practice empathy. This means trying to see things from other people's perspectives, understanding their feelings even if you don't agree with them. It takes effort, but building empathy strengthens relationships and fosters genuine connection. Think of it like putting on someone else's shoes for a moment. It helps you walk in their world and understand their experience. Imagine this. You're at work, facing a stressful deadline. Instead of getting overwhelmed and letting your anxiety spiral out of control, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that deadlines are just opportunities to showcase your skills, and focus on tackling the tasks one by one. You manage to stay calm, get the work done efficiently, and even offer support to a colleague who's struggling. That's the power of emotional intelligence in action, turning challenges into opportunities for growth and connection. You can cultivate this superpower too. So remember, folks, becoming emotionally intelligent isn't about being perfect or suppressing your feelings. It's about understanding yourself better, managing those emotions with grace, and building stronger connections with others. Think of it as a lifelong journey, one filled with self-discovery, growth, and a whole lot of calmer confidence. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little emotional boost, and leave a review if you found it helpful. Let's keep building this community together. Until next time, stay calm, confident, and awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.